So we're going to learn a Gemara over here on Chof HaMaviz, which is really the last halachic Gemara before the Mishnah. It was something that we referenced, but it really is a very important Gemara. The Gemara says, quotes a Braisa. If you remember, I think last year was 2 weeks ago, so we were speaking about all the different mahalchim, how to jive the mitzvah of Mimamid HaMelech. Is there a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Machlokes Tanoim over here, if the chalal is a mitzvah. And how do you fit that with, if you hold it's a mitzvah, that Shmuel was upset at Am Yisrael and Shmuel Aleph, that it seems like it was a b'di'evit, it wasn't a b'di'evit. So that was really what we discussed last week. So one of the sources that the Gemara brought, that it is a mitzvah, which is Ruba de Tanoim held that it was a mitzvah, with the exception of Rabbi Nehuroi, who held it wasn't a mitzvah. Most Rishayim, with the exception of the Abarbanel and the Ibn Ezra, hold that there's a mitzvah to be Mamed HaMelech. And that's what the Psukim and Parsha Shoftim are referring to. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa to substantiate such an opinion. Tani Rav Yossi Omer, Shalosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael b'chnisasun la'am. Right, the first word on the line is Tanya. Abe, how many wide lines down?
Nine.
So Tanya, Rav Yossi Yomer, Shalosh mitzvos nitzav Yisrael b'chnisasun la'aretz. So that's the diak of the Gemara. So there are three mitzvahs that Am Yisrael were commanded when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. La'amid la'melech, u'la'achri zara shal amalek, v'livnois la'embeis habchira. Okay, so the Gemara earlier brought this down because of the first line, because of the first phrase. There's a mitzvah, Lahamid Melech. Ah, must be that we're correct, that there's a mitzvah of Hamadas Melech. Fine. And the Gemara says there's Lahachar Zar Shal Melech to destroy a Malik, and the Livnos Lam Beis Abchir to build the Beis Hamikdash. So Zok the Gemara, Ve'eni Yodeya Ezem Ehen Tchila. And I'm not sure what the order is. Kishu Oimer, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka, Milchama La Shem Baal Malik, Hava Oimer Lahamid Lam Melech Tchila. What is the pasuk says? Ki yad al kis ka milchama la Hashem ba'amalek. So first it speaks about the kisei, and then it refers to the milchama shel ba'amalek. So that's a raya that hamadas melech comes beforehand. Why? The ein kisei ela melech. Shneamar vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Hashem lemelech. So you see that the milchama Hashem ba'amalek has to be after the kisei, even though this kisei is really referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei, but the kisei of the melech is connected to the kisei of the melech Malchei Amlochim. So the kisei has to be first. Just parenthetically, I'm not going to get into this now. There's a chiddush. I have a sefer of Yisrael Meir Zaks from Muncie. Gave me a sefer from his father, Rav Gershon Zaks, Rav Mendel Zaks was the son-in-law of the Chavetz Chaim, who was the Baychin in YU, and Rav Gershon Zaks was his son, grandson of the Chavetz Chaim, and he had a chiddush there, which has other ramifications, that this is not, it's not just stam that a melech sits on a kisei, but there's a new stage in his malchus when he sits on his kisei, that he's medayik in the Rambam, that the melech doesn't become a full-fledged melech and have full status of Malchus until he's being Yoshev al Kisei Mamlachto. So there's a separate, which is really meduik in the Psukim, that the Psukim refer to the fact that he has to sit, what?
About Rebbe.
Yeah, that was.
When they wanted to become the Rebbe.
Yeah.
I think it was like Noam, but they still wouldn't call it until he sat in the seat of the previous Rebbe.
Ah, at the Kivalik. So that's about the only thing that you find in common between Rav Gershon Zaks and Lubavitcher. That's like the last, yeah, so, and you can tell Rav Zaks that next time you're in Muncie. I'm sure I'll enjoy that, but, so that's the diak that there's a halacha of sitting on the kisei. Fine. So that's the source. So you have to be Mamed HaMelech, to the extent that he has to be Yoshev al Kiso, and then that happened, and then after that, then you could have Melchama Hashem Bamol. V'adayin eini yodeya, says the Gemara, and says, wait, but I still don't know, im libno islam beis abchira tchila, do I have to build the beis hamikdash, o la'achriz da'ar shalom alik tchila, which one comes first, Amalek or the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe Beis HaMikdash comes before Amalek. So the Gemara, Kshuayver, V'yiniach Lechem, Mikolai Veichem. The Pasuk says, in Re'ei, I believe, right? Biniach lahem achol eidechem v'hoya amokom asher yivchar Hashem. Havioimer la'achr zara shel amalek tzvila. And then the Gemara says, when the parashas re'eh, it's meduyik that you have to first take care of the oivim, and then you can build the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein b'David u'omer, v'yihi ki yoshev ha'melech David b'beis of Hashem yiniach lo misoviv. Uksiv, v'yoymer ha'melech al nasan aniva re'eh anoich yoshev b'beis ha'rosim, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. So you see that la'ach rizar shamalek comes before binya Beis HaMikdash. What's interesting, the Beis HaLevi points us that in his Chuvis, the Gemara never cleared the following child. There was a third child that the Gemara could have cleared. What was the third child the Gemara could have cleared? Maybe Binyan Beis HaMikdash before we ask the last child. Maybe Binyan Beis HaMikdash comes before Melech. Why didn't the Gemara clear that child? Once we're trying to figure out the say there, so how do you know that Binyan... So the truth is, after you ask all the shilas, so we answer that, Kasha. Because, you know, one shaila infers the other shaila. Once you need Amalek before Binyan Beis HaBechira, and you need Melech before Amalek, so you know you need Melech and Amalek before Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara didn't know that initially. So the Beis HaLevi says, very gishmak, he says, no, wait one second. The Gemara in Shuvos tells us, when you build the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara talks about, right, we mentioned this in the first parak, renovations. The Gemara talks about adding on to Yerushalayim and to the Azaros, that you can make it larger. So the Gemara says, how do you do it? The Gemara says, you need a Melech. You need the Ur Betumim. You need the Bezdin. So the Beis HaLevi said, that was obvious to the Gemara. That's like the backdrop of this Gemara before you even, the preface of this Gemara. Avada, you need a Melech for Beis HaBechira. Because just like when you're Maistiv al Azaros, so Avada, when you're Makdish it originally, so then you're going to need a Melech for such an issue. Yeah.
According to you, you have a Nezra, you would have been born at the Beis HaBechira without a Melech?
According to the Ibn Ezra, that holds that there's no mitzvah to Imam and Melech. I would think so. Meaning, because he's paskening like Rabbi Nurai, and Rabbi Nurai doesn't hold of this Raisa, so yeah.
Would Mashiach necessarily been a Melech?
I don't know, yeah, I don't know. You have a lot of different options, according to the Ibn Ezra. It's an excellent question, yeah. Mark, you have a question?
No.
Okay, fine. So that's the Beis HaLevi. I want to come back to the Beis HaLevi, because I'm very bothered about the Beis HaLevi, for questions that we'll, Mirtz Hashem, get to soon. But there's a fascinating Enig Yontif. The Enig Yontif, in his Hakdamah to his Chuvis, it's a fascinating Hakdamah. And he writes the following, but before I get to what I Xerox for you guys, which is historically, just an unbelievable pshat in the Psukim and Shmuel, he says the following. He says, there's something fascinating that the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah tells us about Melchemes Amalek. Right, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had to stand at the top of the mountain, and Am Yisrael had to look at his hands, and they had to focus on these hands, and it's just very strange. Like, okay, if you want to tell me that when Klal Yisrael go to war, you know, you have to look at your leader, whatever, that's fine, so say that by every Mohammed. But why specifically when it comes to Melchemes Amalek, was that the derech of being Mamed the Melech, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to make sure, and when his hands went down, and when Am Yisrael weren't looking at his hands, or focusing on Shamayim, like the Mishnah says, then they lost the Melchama. So obviously, says the Enig Yontif, what the Mishnah is telling us, and what Chazal are trying to paint a picture, is that the way to eradicate Amalek is not just through physical Melchama, but it's a spiritual attempt, and it's based on focus and concentration, and being mamid your head and your focus and your concentration towards the Rabbeinu Shalom through Yiras Hashem. The Medrash says that the leader of the Am that leads you into battle for against Amalek has to be Yoshua, who is a Ben Yorei Hashem. To eradicate, that was said, Yosef HaTzadik was said that he was a Yorei Shemayim. So Yoshua, who's a descendant of Yosef HaTzadik, who's considered Yorei Hashem, will be the antithesis and will be the ability, the enabler to eradicate the Am of Amalek that is Lo Yorei Elokim, that is Bechlal, not Yorei Hashem. So that is why he says, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, you have to focus specifically when it comes to Melchemes Amalek on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So listen to this. The only way to beat Amalek is through Yiras Hashem. That's Pshat, he says in our Gemara, why you need a Melech before this Melchama. It's not the halacha that you need a Melech for every Melchama. It's specifically L'achar Zar Shal Amalek needs a Melech. Why? Yan ki lo nimtze b'chir chafish b'shum adam k'may b'melech. Kamosha Amru Chazal b'Mishnah d'Horios. Listen to what the Mishnah in Horios depicts a melech as. Nasi, says the Mishnah in Horios, ze melech. Shenemar achas mi mitzvahs Hashem elokov, she'ein alav moira basar v'dam, the melech doesn't have fear from humans, elo moira shamayim, he only has yiras Hashem. V'keivan she'ein alav moira basar v'dam, u'biyadu latos mach yirtzav ach moira shirayim yarcheyu, the only thing that will stop him from doing what he needs to do and what he wants to do is the ultimate yiras Hashem. He is what's necessary for Amalek. So the reason why you need a melech is only because this is a Muhammad by Yiras Hashem, and the melech is the only one who only has Mir Shamayim, and he doesn't have anything else that's interfering with his Yiras Shamayim. He doesn't have Mir of Basar Vadam. So now take the Oneg Yontif in the other area of the Haktam. He doesn't refer to this. It's fascinating, but what I just read to you is later in the Akdama, but listen to what he says earlier in the Akdama. He says this is Poshep Shat in the Psukim and Shmuel. So we'll have another shir in connecting the Teresh Baal Peh with the Navi. So listen to what he says. If you look in the second column,
Behavi Raya.
Behavi Raya. Perfect. So he's bringing the Rambam that brings down our din that you have to be Mamed Amelech before you attack Amalek. What's fascinating, we're not going to talk about this, is the Rambam doesn't bring down the psukim of our Gemara. The Hevi Raya, this is the Rambam, Mikra de Shmuel, he brings a pasuk in Shmuel. Sha'amr l'shaol, osi shalach Hashem l'mashlech l'melech al-Yisrael l'leich v'ikizdes amalek. So he brings the pasuk in Shmuel that after I was you were nimshach to be a melech, then you can eradicate amalek. Har shehiktim l'tzivay milchames amalek m'niyas amalek. Fine. Good. Like our Gemara says. Ubiyarnu bezeh. Listen to what the Oneg Yontif says. And with this we can understand. When Shaul came back and he messed up, and he didn't eradicate Amalek, he started making cheshbonos like the Gemara in Yuma tells us. Ushmuel Amar Loi, Madua Bazisa is Devar Hashem, why did you disgrace the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amashe Hechies Agag, Vilokach Me'ashol of Eheshiv, Ki Yoresi Et Ha'am, because I feared the nation. Oh, I think I gave a drush on this, excellent. Ve'ashma B'koilam, and I was going to listen to their call. V'nirish HaKavonas Chuvasa, listen to what he meant, says the Oneg Yontif, Hazlois. Damrinam biyuma, the Gemara in Yuma says, Vayara v'nachal aliske nachal ma'al nefesh achas amra toira ha've egla arufa. Shaul started talking to himself and saying, if on one nefesh you have to bring an egla arufa, al kama nefashalaz, al achas kama v'kama, v'im adam chotam behema machota, why am I going to do this? V'im gdoilam chotu, k'tanim machotu, ayin shom the Gemara, he started making all these cheshbonos, all these kalvachomers that he shouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of milchemes amalek. Hainu hechashem machzik beikar malchuso raksha rotza ata limcho la'ish shemarebo aval shol rotza lahashpil atzmo meikar malchuso. Listen to what Shaul did. Achak, olam deshachak. The kevin sheinu machzik atzmo lemelech. Once he starts listening to Basar Vadom, by definition, I'm not a melech. Memela batal din mechiyas amolech. K'moshe b'yarnu, d'beloi melech, lekem mitzvot mechiyas amolech. V'negeder ha-melech t'nan b'horiyos, I just read to you, ezen osi z'melech sh'ne'emar, v'kom mitzvot, right, Hashem she'ein al-gav elo, Hashem elokov. He doesn't listen to Basar Vadom. So by listening to Basar Vadom, he says, I'm not a melech. Avalam ha-melech, misyar v'batar Vadom, in v'geder melech. So Mamela Shaul's defense to Shmuel was, there is no mitzvah mechiyas amalek. Why is there no mitzvah mechiyas amalek? Because mitzvah mechiyas amalek, the Gemara says, needs a melech. And if I'm not a melech, if I start listening and making cheshbonos like the Gemara in Yuma says, like Basar Vadam, so then I'm not a mamid the melech. So then Mamela, there's no mitzvah mechiyas amalek.
He said there is specifically,
he said,
you just said it, you know.
Exactly, right. Right, so the chaf of the Oneg Yontif is that what that means is that's not what a melech is. Okay. Memel, once you don't have a melech, so then you don't have the mitzvah of la'ach
ezer shomar. So why is he upset when Shmuel says, Kar Hashem is, it's why is he upset? He did it himself.
I can give my letter of resignation and then you could say you're fired. I hear. Meaning, for him, he can get his malchus back, l'chayra. Say, you know what, I'm going to have a second try.
It's like you sold the chametz.
Right, exactly. But Shmuel says, no, once you're out, you're out. You're done. Okay. But the kasha you have to ask on this Gemara is that the Gemara says what? Three mitzvahs that happen b'chnisas on Eretz Yisrael. Whatever everybody say, there are many mitzvahs that occurred when they came to Eretz Yisrael. What is suddenly the Gemara saying? There are three big mitzvahs. Like, we have the three big Yarev Al-Yavrit. Now we got the three big Eretz Yisrael. Right? Hamadas Melech, Lahachr Zara Shalom Malek, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says, you're right. Rashi says, Shalosh mitzvahs. Look at Rashi. Lahachi Nakut Shalosh Halolo. Why? L'chayra Rashi was bothered by my question. That why is it singling out specifically these? So Rashi says, Shehin Tluya Zubazu, because they're interconnected. La Soison Kisidro. Here, there's an order. Meaning, like the Gemara is saying, the Mefarshim, come on. Betchila Melech, Vachrisa Amalek, Vachrisa Beisabachil. So Rashi is saying, Be'etzem, you're right. There were many, many mitzvahs they encountered when they came into Eretz Yisrael. But there were three mitzvahs that they had to do in a specific order, and they had to make sure to do that in that order. So that's why the Gemara groups and singles out these three mitzvahs that the seder is ma'akev, namely Melech, Amalek, and then Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But I think if you look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think one could possibly suggest that the Rambam had a different shot in our Gemara why these mitzvahs were singled out. Yes, it's true. There are many mitzvahs that one could say you're mechuyev once you came into Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara didn't mention this. So the Rambam, in his conclusion in Sefer HaMitzvahs, I don't have it on the sheet. The Rambam, in his conclusion in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes like a conclusion paragraph. He finished 148 mitzvahs essay, and the Rambam says, "Ukishetistakel b'chol elu ha-mitzvahs." And when you look and analyze with all these mitzvahs, Shekidim zichram, hine timtza mehem, Shekidim zichram that I mentioned earlier, hine timtza mehem, mitzvah shein choyva ala tzibur. You're going to find different types of mitzvahs. You're going to find mitzvahs that are obligated on the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, lo kol ish v'ish, and not personal mitzvahs. Kegoyim, what's the example? Binyan beis habchira v'hakomas melech v'achrosa zara shalamolik. The Rama basically took our Gemara, and the Rama said, by the way, in his concluding paragraph, that there are many different mitzvahs. And I'm going to give you an example of three that were obviously the Rambam saw grouped already in the Gemara and the Braisa that we just read. And the Rambam said, what is unique about those mitzvahs? Those are examples of mitzvahs essay that are achoyves hatzibur. So the Rambam clearly held that what? That these are mitzvahs that are singled out because they're achoyves hatzibur. And that's the mitzvah of lahachris zaro shel amol. It could be that if that's the pshat and it's a choyves hatzibur, that could be the reason why there is a mitzvah preceding it of hamadas melech, because that is what unites the tzibur and the congregation in this mitzvah of specifically the mitzvah of the tzibur, lahachris zaro shel amol. If you remember, we spoke about this a while back, but there's a kasha the Minchas Chinuch asks. Minchas Chinuch asks a kasha that when it comes to the mitzvah of killing Zion Amamim, so the Chinuch writes that if you're not going to endanger yourself, you're mechuyev to kill the Zion Amamim. And when it comes to the mitzvah of Lahachr Zara Shalom Olek, the Chinuch does not make a distinction between it being a sakana or not being a sakana. So the Minchas Chinuch says monoshach. It's a stira, and why would you ever say that it's tali on sakana? So there's a beautiful piece, the Briskarov, that I think we actually, it's probably in your Gemara somewhere, we have a copy of it, that we learned back in Parshat B'Shalach, a big yisoid of the Briskarov. The Briskarov says there's a difference. The mitzvah of killing Zayin Amim is a mitzvah of hachrim tachrim. The mitzvah of killing members from Zion Amim. That is a chiyuv al kol yachid v'yachid. That is not a chiyuv of a milchama. The chiyuv of milchama is kiyad al keis ka, milchama la Hashem ba'amolek. There is an only a mitzvah milchama when it comes to Amolek. If there's a mitzvah milchama, says the Briskarov, then pikuach nefesh does not play a role. Even if it's going to be a sakana, even if you're outnumbered, even if according to the laws of sakana, this is not what you would necessarily conclude. We do not take into account pikuach nefesh when it comes to mochama, and we still override, and there's that separate halachos called milchama, and that's the answer to the theory in the Sefer HaChinuch. When does he say you have to make sure that it's not dangerous? That's when it's a mitzvah of a chiyuv anayach. Just like, I don't put on tefillin if it's dangerous, I'm not going to do the mitzvah of hakarim dachrimim when it's dangerous. But if you tell me there's a mitzvah on the tzibur, a mitzvah of what? A mitzvah of a milchama, which now is a din that you have to be mamet a melech before it, and that's because it's the chiyuv of milchama against Amalek, so then even though it might be life-threatening, even though it might endanger your life, that is the nature of milchama. We have to do risky missions. We have to go against the odds, and therefore there's no stira in the Sefer HaChinuch when it comes to Zayin Ammim and the mitzvah of Amalek. But it's all based off of this Rambam that the unique element of the Lahakhru Zarash Amalek is that it's a milchama, and that's what the Rambam meant because it's a mitzvah on the tzibur. Perhaps those ideas are linked inherently. Okay.
This world's not very tzal friendly, right?
No. It happens to not be very tzal friendly. but it could be the Yesod of tzal, meaning one could taina on every milchama that Am Yisrael does. You're crazy. Look at the 6-day war. You're outnumbered. Logic dictates that you're gonna be wiped out by every and they didn't. Why? Because it's a din milchama. It's a din milchama. By the way, this chiddush of the Brisker Rav could have kulas also. The facts are that regular rules and regulations don't apply in a shas milchama. So that's going to have many different ramifications. We mentioned some of them. If you remember when Rav Huttner was taken captive, we mentioned about Pidyon Shvuyim, Gadol Ador, that doesn't necessarily apply, B'Shas Milchama. There's many different ramifications that could affect B'Shas Milchama. But B'Yisodo, said the Brisker Rav, although Pikuach Nefesh is a halacha that applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, Chutz Mi Gimel Mitzvos, says the Brisker Rav, by definition, what a Milchama means is that we don't take into account Pikuach Nefesh.
But isn't there, like, you know, is the definition of who is on the list?
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. Who is Amalek is a separate question. Sancheiriv was Oymenu Mabalbel everything. So all these mitzvahs, the Rambam actually asked in Sefer HaMitzvahs, why am I counting this if it's just not practical? So the Rambam writes that even though I said that I added mitzvahs that are only Lederis, says the Rambam, this mitzvah is a mitzvah Lederis. It just happens to be there's a technicality that doesn't allow for it. But theoretically, if that would be clarified, and it would be a mitzvah that's noig l'doris, so that's not a reason for me not to count it. There are gedolim that hold that a Amalek has more of an expansive definition.
Philosophical definition.
And Nazis, you know, I believe Ravaron Soloveitchik was of the opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Rav Gustman killed a Nazi, right? I think he held that he was Mekayim Milchemes HaMolek in that. I think there were Gedolim that held that if you have such Rishayim that are so anti-Yiddishkeit and want to annihilate all of Yiddishkeit, then they do have a din of HaMolek. Yeah.
Was the Milchama by Hanukkah a milchama of Pikuach Nefesh was out because it was the milchemes and the mitzvah of milchemes
Hatzar. The Rambam writes one of the milchemes mitzvah Hatzar. So any by definition that's what we spoke about a few months back. Mm-hmm. By definition, all of our milchemes b'zman hazeh we said when that shir are milchemes mitzvah, which is what allows Am Yisrael to have it in milchama, even though you don't have all of the criteria that are necessary because they're milchama mitzvah and they're not milchama rishus, and it's all based on that line of the Rambam is hatzar atzer eschem that we paskin at any time it's in self defense and that's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said when Rav Huttner was taken captive that we never ended a war from 1948. We're always in a shas milchama. That original milchama never ended, and Am Yisrael, everything the Tzagana does is Mohammed's mitzvah because it's all included and continuation from that original Mohammed. The fact that there was a temporary peace treaty, you know, is ridiculous, as we'll talk about on Tisha B'Av, that B'Yadua She'esos Hainis Es Yaakov.
It's Yishmael
Shain is Yaakov. But Yishmael has how is in Ikvah said the Mashiach. We'll speak about this on Tish B'Av also. Yishmael and Esav join together and cause us problems. But yeah, that's the door we're in. That's where Rabbeinu Bechai speaks about all the suffering that we have to deal with from Yishmael assisting Esav. I have a kasha on this Gemara that I didn't see anyone bring up, but I think it's a very strong kasha. Let's take the Beis HaLevi that I quoted before. It says the Beis HaLevi, why did the Gemara clear the other question? Does Binyan Beis HaMikdash come before Amalek, come before Melech? Says the Beis HaLevi, Achidish, no! That's Poshit from the Gemara. Why? Because you have to be Makdish. You have to be Makdish. Like the Rambam says, the Rambam says in Perek Vov, Nagel in Yoni Tishabov. Ram is teaching us Pilsot Beis HaBechir Perek Vav, which teaches us about Kedushas HaMikdash. You have to do Keseder. Ubamen Iskadsha BeKedusha Rishoyna SheKidsha Shlomo SheU Kiddush HaAzor VYushalayim LaShaita VKiddush Osim LaAsid Lo. The Rambam says by Kedushas HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech was Makdash it, and that's what created Kedusha forever. So that's what the Beis HaLevi is saying. Ah, you see, the Beis HaMikdash needs Kedusha, so therefore Avada, you need what before Binyan Beis HaMikdash? You obviously need what? You need a Melech. Fine, that's what the Gemara never clear. So I have a very simple question. But before I ask that question, I'd like to ask another question. So what did the Rambam say? Who was the Rambam say that there was Makdash? The bias, the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo HaMelech, right? So the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Chav Dalar Men Alef. The Gemara in Zvachim is discussing a fascinating issue. Gemara wants to know what happens if the cement in the Beis HaMikdash started to rot, to decay a little bit, and the stones, right? Even the Yerushalmi stones, right? You never know what could happen. Not upstairs, but you know, you never know what could happen. So what happens if Nekra Evin Va'amad Bimkoim? What happens if a Kohen does the Avoda and a little bit of a ditch in the Mikdash? That the brick and the stone popped out and now he's standing in the hole of the Mikdash. The Gemara deals with everything. You know, like you couldn't even imagine these things. So the Gemara wants to know, is that Kedushas Ritzpah or not? Would that now be Halacha that is now valid for Avoda or not? So the Gemara explains, "My kami boy, yele, ki kidesh David Ritzvel yoina kodesh, o dilma ad the aris to dehoima kodesh." What's the Gemara's suffix? When David HaMelech was makdish, was David HaMelech makdish just the surface, the top, and therefore you have to be on top of the avonim? Or no, he was makdish even the aris, even inside the depth. And therefore, if it happened to be that a brick or an Evan popped out, I can still be in that ditch. But Mayavar Aboisai, I saw this kasha years ago from Rav Bezalel Zsolti, a gevaldige kasha. It's Sais to the Rambam. Here he says, the Gemara says, Kikodesh David. And the Rambam says, the Kedusha is Kikodesh Shlomo. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. The Iker Avelis, the Turi Evan writes in Rosh Hashanah and in Tainis, the Shagasari tells us that the Iker Churban that we lament and that we sit and cry about is Churban by Hashem. Well, he has rayas to this Yisod from different Gemaras that we're mourning specifically Churban by Hashem. Not everyone agrees to that, but that's the analysis of the Turi Evan. Churban by Hashem. Let's think about by Hashem. Was there a Melech? But I understand, the Gemara says, our Gemara says, before you build the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be Mamed HaMelech. So my kasha is, I didn't see anyone ask this kasha. I saw someone allude to this question. I didn't see someone ask this kasha. What is with Bayis Sheni? Our Gemara is against Bayis Sheni.
Is that the first time they answered?
What?
Does that seder only apply the first time they answered?
But it's a mitzvah of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Why should that be? So you're telling me a chiddush, which I originally wanted to answer, like Mark and Joe is saying, that he wanted to say that you only really need a Hakadosha once. Now, even though there was Churban Bayis Rishon, you don't need another Amadas Melech before the second mitzvah of Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Why? Or it's tied into the Kedusha. Maybe you could say what the Rambam tells us, that since Kedusha Rishonah, Kitchel Lashaita, the Kitchel Asalavo, so the reason why I need the Melech before the Binyan Abayis is only for the Kedusha Shiva, but not for the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. That's a chiddush what you're saying. But L'chayra, that's what comes out. That's what you have to say in order to answer this question. That's what I originally wanted to answer. But I, Kimdumani, I think is a different pshat. I didn't share this with anyone. But there is an idea of Rav Soloveitchik that speaks about this other issue that I think is the answer to our Yusoid and to our perplexing Gemara. Listen to the following idea. Yeah.
As harsh as it sounds, the second Beis HaMikdash was not completely the Beis HaMikdash.
That's true.
So maybe that's the pshat.
I hear what you're saying. What Abe is pointing out is the Gemara in Yuma that says there were Chamisha Dvarim that the Gemara lists. There were a few other things, but you have to know why the Gemara doesn't list all those things. Namely, that the Aron wasn't present, and there were other, Batumim wasn't there in the second Beis HaMikdash. So what Abe's trying to say, which is a chiddush, Abe's trying to say, maybe the only time you need a mitzvah of Amodas Melech before Binyan Abayis is only if it's Binyan Abayis Bishlei Musa. But if it's not Binyan Abayis Bishlei Musa, so then not. There is a chiddush of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that I think really, I don't have time to get into. He writes something unbelievable about the nature of Binyan Bayis Sheni, which I think could go along with what Abe's saying about what Bayis Sheni represents, that if I had time I would go into to be a possible third Mahalach al Derech, what Abe's saying. Maybe we'll have time another time, maybe on Tisha B'Av, we'll talk about this Chiddush of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, but because I really think that this is the pshat, what we're going to say, and I think that this is a tremendous yisoid, so hear me out. You'll tell me what you think. Rambam in Hilchos Beis Avichira says as follows, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, introduces us what? Mitzvah Sasei Lasseis Beis Flashem, Muchon Lios Makriven Bo Akarbonos, V'chov Yenei Lov Shalosh Pamim, V'shana, Shenemar V'asuli Mikdash. What does Rambam say? There's a pasuk in the Torah that says V'asuli Mikdash, Parshas Truma, and that's the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because that's the place that you're makriv karbanos, and that's the place that you're oleh l'regel. Which is a shmuz on its own, why he highlights aliyah l'regel. Good. Comes along the Rambam in Hilchos Melochim. Perek Aleph, Halocha Aleph. Sholosh mitzvahs nistavi Yisrael b'shas nisosan la'aretz. Limnois lem melech, shenem rasoim tisa malach melech. Ula'achrizar shalmalech, shenemar timcha zikr amalech, v'livnois lembeis abchira, shenemar l'shachno sidrishu uvasa shama. Frektalecha mishna, off on art. Kosha. This is on your page, Tulecha mishna. The behilchus beis abchira perak aleph that I just read to you, kosov rabbeinu, mitzvat esei lasois beis lashem, Shenemar v'osu li mikdash v'kan evi kro achrina d'l'shochno sidrashu frektalecha mishna astirin rambams. Where is the mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash? Is it from v'osu li mikdash like you bring in Hilchus Beis HaBchir Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph? Or is it what you bring in Hilchus Melachim Perek Aleph which is l'shochno sidrashu v'os v'shom? Stirin rambams frektalecha mishna. My rabbis, I have an additional kasha to add to our 3-4 kashas that we just asked. Was there a melech there? There was no melech. Oh, so you want to go with the mahalach that we've discussed, the makneh. So we already know Moshe Rabbeinu was not a classic melech. Raya number one, Moshe Rabbeinu was meichel on his kavod to serve Yisro. So we explain in two different ways. Either the Machnas says the real mitzvah of Melech, Soim Tisa Melech HaMelech, is only B'chnisasan L'Eretz Yisrael, which the Machnas Raya L'Chayr is from our Gemara, which it's good we quoted, because this is really what the Gemara is saying. A Naya mitzvah in Amodas Melech. And we suggested a second pshat that Rabbi Kalbach suggested, which was what? He told me that perhaps that Moshe Rabbeinu had a minoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he didn't have a minoy from the Am. And we said the Rabbi Yonah says that the din of Melech Shemochel, Kvodo, Ein Kvodo Mochel, is just because it's the covet of the Am, and he doesn't have the ability to be Mochel, it's not his to be Mochel. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a full-fledged Melech. So how can you say that prior to Binyan Beis HaMikdash is the mitzvah of Amadus Melech, L'choira, the Torah itself is a raya against our Gemara, Vosli Mikdash. Nira says, Rav Soloveitchik, to answer this Lechem Mishnah's Kasha, this is in the Sefer HaParadeis, he says that there are two separate mitzvahs. And there are two things that we often associate to be one, but they're not the same. The term Beis HaBchira, and then the actual Guf HaBchira. Mikdash, the walls, the edifice, the structure of the Beit HaMikdash. They're not one and the same. And the halachas of one won't necessarily apply to the other halachas of others. Namely, the Gemara in Zvachim has a whole pilpul in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, where they're din machanos, where they're all the different machanos. No! Perhaps that's just a din of Leshachno Sidra Basa Shama. Once what? Once there's a Bechirat Makom, the Isra of Bamos. That you're not allowed to be makriv in your backyard. When did that start? Not when there was a Mishkan. There was already a place to serve HaKadosh Baruch. There was a Mishkan. There was a Makom Mikdash. Yeah, but there wasn't a Bechirat Makom. There wasn't a Leshachno Sidrcha Ubas Leshama. That's a din in Beis HaBchira. Beis HaBchira is not totally on Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that's why there's an Easter Bamas Bizman Azeh. Because it is a Mokum HaNivchar. Mokum HaMikdash is Nivchar. La'olam Void. And that's not going to change. And then when there's a Churban Mikdash, that doesn't change. So, Lachari, you don't have to say what we said. That it's Aloch in Binyan Bayesheni. What's the nature of Bayesheni? Is it connected to the first? Avad is connected. Because there was one time in Jewish history that there was a Bechiras Mokum. And that was through who? Through David HaMelech. And that's what the Gemara in Zvachim and Chavdalet is referring to David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when he was makdish the ritzvah, when he was makdish the depth, when he did Bechiras Mokom. Shlomo HaMelech that the Rambam is speaking about the physical structure. It's about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's a later mitzvah. That David HaMelech wasn't able to be Mekayim. But they joined together and they built off one another. But David HaMelech chose the Makom. David HaMelech was makdish that now this is the kiyum of the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh l'shachna sidra shu bas hashama. That's the Rambam in Beis HaBchira Aleph Aleph. Oh, then Shlomo HaMelech continued the mitzvah of Parshas Truma of Beis of I'm sorry, that's the Rambam in Melachim Aleph Aleph. Then Shlomo HaMelech came along and did the mitzvah of building a structure of the Beis HaMikdash with mechitzas. That was the hamada of Shlomo HaMelech of the Asuli Mikdash, the Shachanti Besoch. They're not totally Habaha. And one could exist without the other. And David HaMelech did one thing and Shlomo HaMelech did the other. Memela, wherever Rabbi said, this is correct. Our Gemara is Meduyak Hetif. Now let's read our Braisa. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Oymar. Think of Shalosh Mitzvus Nitztava Yisroel B'chnisos and L'Eretz L'Hadlam L'Melech L'Achriz Darshal Molek. And then what does it say? Not Uvilliv Nois Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. What does it say? Viliv Nois Beis HaBchira. Why did it choose that language? The Gemara was telling us that's not the same thing as Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And don't at me before Tisha B'Av. When you're about to sit and mourn, Bayis Sheni, where was the Melech before that mitzvah? Because there is no necessity to have that Melech. And is not a mitzvah L'Doiris. And the Rambam in the Koteres, in the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, does not bring down the mitzvah of Liv Nois Beis HaBchira. Because that was done. And David HaMelech granted us that. And David HaMelech took care of that. And Shlomo HaMelech only then took care of a separate mitzvah in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Aleph Aleph, of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But L'Choira, that's the only way to get around all of our kashas if we distinguish that there's a separate mitzvah in Parshas Re'eh of choosing and building the Beis HaBchira above and beyond the actual physical edifice of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash.
Zaks was my dorm counselor in New Yeshiva High School.
Really?
By Rabbi Zaks, or Zaks, the grandson of the Chabad Chaim.
Yeah.
He must, even then, this was 43 years ago. So he must be about 80, 85.
Oh, Zaks?
Which was Shlomo Meir Zaks. We have the Zaks. Shlomo
Meir Zaks.